We might wish that life would always be easy. We might wish that we would have no challenges, that every day would be sunny. But the reality is that anyone's life will be filled with some degree of adversity, some degree of setbacks, and some things they wish just were not. It might just be a difficult commute, a bad day at work, somebody making a comment that you didn't appreciate, an off-color comment, or the problems could be much more serious. There could be financial difficulties, marital issues, chronic illness, whatever the case may be, whether your problems are serious or whether your problems are comparatively light, life is not always simple. Life is not always sunny. It's not always pleasant. The Jewish religion, however, teaches us that it's all for the good. That even if things appear to us to be negative and unpleasant, ultimately, they are for the good. Now, in this context, Chazal have two lines which they use to express this perspective of nothing is ultimately bad. And those are, one, Gam Zula Teva, this too is for the good, and Kol De Ovid Rachmana Litav Ovid. Whatever the merciful one does is for the good. We meet Kol De Ovid Rachmana Litav Ovid on Brachas Daf Samach Amid Beis, and we meet Gam Zula Teva on Tainis Daf Chaf Alef Amid Aleph and Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Chaf Daf Kuf Ches rather Amid Beis. Now, at first glance, it wouldn't seem there's a major difference between the two lines. Kol D'Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid is Aramaic, and Gamzu L'Teiva is in Hebrew. But at the end of the day, it would seem to be saying the same thing. The Rebbe explains there's actually a nuanced difference in perspective between these two proverbs of Kol D'Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid and Gamzu L'Teiva. And he says that in order to understand the difference between these two aphorisms, we need to look to the stories in which they come. Kol Man De'Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid comes from a story about Rabbi Akiva. Story goes, the Gemara tells us, that once Rabbi Akiva was traveling. In Rabbi Akiva's times, if you wanted to travel, you wouldn't take a car, but rather you take a donkey, and you take a lamp in order that you'd be able to read at night, you take a candle, and perhaps something to light the candle with. And you'd also take a rooster, which would be your alarm clock. Instead of taking an alarm clock or an iPhone, you would take a rooster. So Rabbi Akiva goes on his journey, and he comes to a city, and the people of the city do not let him stay overnight. So Rabbi Akiva is very inconvenienced, and now he has to spend the night in the forest, in the field, and of course, it's not a very pleasant thing to do, to spend the night in the field. But then things get worse. A lion comes and eats Rabbi Akiva's donkey. A smaller cat comes and eats Rabbi Akiva's rooster. And finally, the wind comes and blows out Rabbi Akiva's candle. So things seem to really not be going Rabbi Akiva's way. Imagine if you were traveling somewhere and you wanted to spend the night in a city, in a town, and you're sleeping on the side of the highway, you don't have a car, you lose your phone, and you're in the dark. Pretty unpleasant circumstances. In any event, Rabbi Akiva reacts by saying, whatever the merciful one does, whatever Hashem does, is ultimately for the good. What ultimately happens is that that night, a Roman legion attacks the city Rabbi Akiva had hoped to stay. And they kill everybody in the city, they pillage the city, and Rabbi Akiva and his students are spared. So the Gemara illustrates that although at first glance, Rabbi Akiva seemed to be having a bad time as a result of not being allowed to stay in the city, and as a result of losing all of his items, ultimately, he was saved from death or being sold into slavery by the Romans as a result of this series of events. The story of Gamzu L'Teiva shows up in a story about Nochem Ish Gamzu. Story goes that the Jewish people needed to send a large monetary gift to a ruler who controlled Israel. And they sent Nochem Ish Gamzu as their representative. Nochem went with a large chest full of precious stones and pearls. And one night he spent the night in an inn, and the greedy innkeeper stole all the gems and the pearls and replaced them with earth and rocks. So Nochem realizes this, and he has no recourse, And he says, Gamzu l'toiva. This too is for the good. And he reasons, since he was sent on a mission by the Jewish people to bring this chest to the emperor, and whatever Hashem does is for the good, then he's just continuing on his journey with a chest and with its stones and earth, and he'll give it to the emperor and see what happens. So he brings the chest to the emperor, and the emperor is very disappointed. The emperor feels that Nochum is mocking him. He feels that Nochum is making a laughingstock of the imperial office. So the emperor sentences Nochum to death. At that point, Hashem sends Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi transfigures, Eliyahu HaNavi shows up as an imperial minister and suggests to the king that perhaps this is the legendary earth and the legendary stones in the box that Avraham Avinu used to fight the four kings. If you remember, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba tells us that when Avram fought against the four kings in order to save his nephew Lot, he and Eliezer would take rocks and sand, and the rocks and sand would turn into primitive missiles and into arrows and wipe out the forces of the four kings. So Eliyahu HaNavi, dressed up as this minister, says, perhaps these rocks and earth that Nochum Ish Gamzu brought you, perhaps they're that legendary rocks and earth. And in fact, the emperor sends some of these rocks and earth to his various battlefields, and the rocks and earth, in fact, do turn into arrows and missiles, and he's victorious, and he sets Nochum Ish Gamzu free. And thereafter, he's very positively disposed towards Jewish people. The emperor is very kind to the Jewish people. So these two stories, the Rebbe says, the story of Nochum Ish Gamzu and of Rabbi Akiva help us understand the difference between Kol Man Da'ovid Rachman L'Tavavid and Gamzu L'Teiva. Kol Man Da'ovid Rachman L'Tavavid is Aramaic. And Aramaic is an occlusion of the Hebrew language. Aramaic is less clear to most of us than is the Hebrew language. That's point one. Point two is that Rabbi Akiva is saying, Kol man da'avid rachmana litavavid, it will ultimately be for the good. Meaning, it's not good now, it's not great that I lost my donkey, or in modern terms, that I lost my car. It's not great that I lost my rooster, or in modern terms, that I lost my phone. It's not great that I have to sleep in the field, or in modern terms, that I'm sleeping on the side of the highway. But ultimately, it will be for the good. And we say it ultimately is for the good. But the bad thing itself is not inherently good. Instead, it instrumentally serves the ultimate good. In contrast, Nochum Ish Gamzu says, Gamzu l'toiva. This itself is good. The apparently bad thing, the innkeeper stealing my pearls and precious stones and replacing them with rocks and earth, that itself is inherently good. The Rebbe closes by saying that at the very least, we should try and inculcate the perspective of Rabbi Akiva and realize that when negative things happen, we experience setbacks, even serious setbacks, we should realize that they'll ultimately be for the good. But the Rebbe gives the further blessing that we have the perspective of Nochum Ish Gamzu and be able to see that those things which appear to be setbacks are not just instrumentally for the ultimate good, but they themselves are inherently good. And the Rebbe says this is a very hard perspective to inculcate, but ultimately it's a redemptive one.